From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has called on Turkey to stay focused on the fight against Islamic State and not engage with U.S. allied Kurdish forces, part of the rebel Syrian Democratic Forces battling the terror group in Syria. Carter Monday welcomed Turkey's military intervention last week that captured the IS-held border town of Jarablus.
The United States was very supportive and is very supportive of their general counter-ISIL activities and everything they did to secure the area between the border and Jarablus and then westward, but not south of Jarablus, nor to engage the Syrian Defense Forces.
Turkey and its Syrian rebel allies are trying to drive IS militants and Kurdish forces from border areas. Those Kurdish forces recently helped push IS militants out of Manbij west of the Euphrates River. Monday, White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes urged the Kurds to vacate to the east.
We've communicated to the SDF that they should not be engaged in military activity against Turkish forces. And again, they have a commitment to retrograde east of the Euphrates River as well.
Rhodes warned the targeting of SDF forces by Turkey will undermine efforts to forge a united front against Islamic State. Gabonese opposition presidential candidate John Ping Monday maintained that he won Saturday's election and called on incumbent Ali Bongo to acknowledge his defeat. Mr. Bongo's supporters insist he won the ballot. Both sides accused each other of fraud. Official results are expected to be released on Tuesday. Mr. Bongo succeeded his late father in 2009, who died after ruling the tiny West African and oil-rich nation for decades. This is VOA News. A top court in Bangladesh Tuesday upheld the death sentence of top Islamist leader Mir Quashem Ali of the Jamaat Islami Party. A special tribunal sentenced him to death nearly 2 years ago for abduction, torture, and murder during the country's 1971 War of Independence. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in New Delhi for the seventh round of U.S.-India strategic talks. His arrival from Bangladesh Monday, where he warned the Islamic State, had links with operatives in the South Asian country.
There is evidence that ISIL in Iraq and Syria has contacts with about eight different entities around the world, and one of them is in South Asia. And they are connected to some degree with some of the operatives here, and we made that very clear in our conversation. There was no argument about it.
Kerry said the two countries will work jointly through intelligence sharing and law enforcement efforts. The U.S. and India Monday signed a key logistics agreement to enable U.S. and Indian forces to use the bases of each country to repair and replenish supplies. The agreement was signed by U.S. Defense Chief Carter and his Indian counterpart, Manohar Parrikar, at the Pentagon near Washington.
This reflects our shared intent to take India-U.S. defense partnership forward. Indeed, defense cooperation between India and United States have never been stronger than is today.
Both officials said the Logistics Exchange Memorandum of Agreement is designed to use existing bases and equipment only for operating together when they choose to. India was designated a major U.S. defense partner during a visit by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in June. Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on the Iraqi oasis town of Ain el-Tamar late Sunday near the Shia holy city of Karbala, southwest of Baghdad, killing at least 15 people, mostly from a wedding party, wounding some 20 others. The attackers were armed with suicide vests, rifles, and grenades. All the attackers were killed. Tunisia's defense ministry Monday said three soldiers were killed in an explosion after a patrol hit anti-tank mines near the Algerian border. Seven other soldiers were wounded when suspected Islamist gunmen opened fire on the patrol in the western Kasserine region. The Italian Coast Guard says it picked up an estimated 6,500 migrants off Libya's coast Monday in one of the busiest days since people from Africa and the Middle East began flooding European ports. It conducted 40 rescue operations that also included vessels from the humanitarian organizations and EU border agency Frontex. Asian markets are higher in Tuesday trading. News of strong U.S. consumer spending pushed U.S. stocks higher Monday, with the benchmark Dow average closing above 18,500 points. Bank stocks advanced after the chairperson of the U.S. Central Bank hinted at a possible rate hike. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.